Knock it off. Knock it off. Welcome to Suspending Judgment. I am your host, Janoy Shah. Let's get into the show. I'm so excited to be here. I think it's very important that we go into our affirmation prayer. Affirmation prayer. You guys are too kind. Knock it off. Knock it off. I got a show to do. Our affirmation prayer reads, find the strength to pursue opportunities even after a few no's. Understand that the universe. I love you. You're too kind. Too kind. Sit down, sit down. Oh God, they love me. It's good to be loved. Let's get into our affirmation prayer for real this time. Find the strength to pursue opportunities even after a few no's. Understand that the universe oftentimes tests us right before a big release in opportunities. So remain optimistic and give faith a fighting chance. Remember that you are enough and you are more than capable. Hello, let me read it again. Remember that you are enough and more than capable of having anything in this lifetime that your heart desires. And I just want you to affirm this, believe it, say it, recite it, understand it, mean it, and it's yours. Welcome to Suspending Judgment. This is our first video show, and I am super, super excited about it because it's brought to us by Riverside FM Studios, and I can't stress how thankful I am to Riverside for doing this and this lovely partnership. So usually we'd get right into our welcome segment, but we are really excited about being on video today. So we're going to go straight over to our parking garage segment. Okay. But before that, I want to take this opportunity, to let you guys know that May is National Foster Care Awareness Month or National Foster Care Month. It's a great month, a month that highlights foster care and the challenges that comes with being in foster care. And you know, I am a product of foster care because I was in foster care. Not too long got out of foster care. And I think, you guys are so sweet. It's great. It's great that we have a month as foster youths. I've been going through the foster struggle as a black man in America with a Jamaican background. Wow. All right. So this episode is a great episode because we're going to talk about my experiences being in foster care. And also I like some organizations, that are very, very important. And they were part of my journey to where I'm at now. So we're going to shout them out shortly. But we want to let you guys know that May is Foster Care Awareness Month. So now we're going to transition into our parking garage segment. So I guess I'll see you there. I ain't going anywhere. At least not yet. So, welcome to the parking garage segment of the show. This is the part of the show where we literally get rid of all our negative thoughts and anything that is channeling our negative thoughts, our negative energy, our the source of our negative energy. We want to throw it to the back, all the way to the back. And we want to leave it and we're going to park it in the parking garage. And we want to park it into a imaginary car and we're going to leave it in the parking garage. So this is a moment where you're able to envision what car, what's your dream car. And, parking your struggles in that dream car, you know, and just leaving it there. So I really want to, talk about something that is really, 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 driving my negative energy. I won't lie. There's something that, got to my attention very, recently, and, I'm so sorry about that. You know, I'm here into my library, and within my mansion. Yeah, my money goes long, like Nia Long, okay? Knock it off. Don't get me started. All right. You know, we have a live band here, too. Shout out to the band. Let's talk about it. So what's driving my negative energy? I know I'm just smiling, but I always smile and I'm generally happy because when you look this good, you can't be sad. Hear me out. So what's driving my negative energy is this little thing that I found out about, you know, May's Foster Care, as I just said, early Foster Care Awareness Month or Foster Care Month or whatever they call it, you know. And it was brought to my attention by one of my producers. You heard what I just said, right? One of my producers. So there are many. Just trying to let you know why I am or who I am, who I said I am. All right. Cut it out, John. Cut it out. You know, John is on the drums. Shout out to John. All right. And we have Linda. Linda also on the drums. All right. Cut it out. So, let's get back to a serious, serious, serious situation. So in April 29, 2020, in the state of Michigan, I don't know why Michigan name is just being out there. Everybody has Michigan in their mouths and it's not a good in their mouths. You know, I don't really know what's going on over there at Michigan, but they need to cut it out. But this really brought me some sadness. I won't lie. I can't lie to you guys. You guys are la familia. That Cornelius Frederick, 16 years old, was at the Lakeside Academy in Kalamazoo, in Michigan. And this Lakeside Academy is a group home, a home where those individually are considered a little bit bad, so they never made it to foster homes, or they never really had a family member that came and stand in the gap because their parents are not there. They were in group homes. And so those individuals automatically just have a bad name. They go to school from the group homes. They do everything from the group home, but it's in the home. And they usually have 20, 30, 100 even individuals in those homes. And so Cornelius Frederick was 16 years old. And this is not, I'm going to let you guys know a little bit ahead of time. This is not a good news. It's not a great news. It's a bad news. And it's why it's channeling my bad energy. He was restrained by 6 staff members. Big 6 adults on a 16-year-old child. And it's heartbreaking. There's a video. I will not show the video here. But it's a very heartbreaking video. If you want to go out and see it, just type in Cornelius Frederick, from Michigan. And I think all the information will pop up via Google. I'm hurt. Let me start there. That 6 staff members, I saw the video, kneeled on him like they were praying. Kneeled on him, and after 12 minutes, guess what happened? He croaked. He died. He died. Not a good death, by the way. At 16, he should be still here, jerking off, doing something a 16-year-old do, watch porn, you know, try to figure out life. And you guys took him away, and I'm being serious. I'm hurt about it because I entered into foster care at age 17. I'm being real here. And so it's hard because at one point I could have been in Cornelius Frederick's shoes. And I would not be the greatness that I am now. And I couldn't imagine life not having the years to be where I'm at, to grow, to understand life, to go after my dreams. That was robbed from Cornelius Frederick. And so I'm not happy about it. And if you're watching this, you shouldn't be happy about it. And we need to figure out what's going on down there in Michigan. You know, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I do remember Donald being very, very, very direct about the madness that's going on down there in Michigan. And we need to get it together. I know it's a liberal state. And I love that. Because had not New York been a liberal state, I wouldn't be here because I'm from Jamaica and I came here to seek asylum. So I love liberal states, but we need order down there in Michigan. All right. So here's the facts. And that was reported on this case. Cornelius Frederick, 16 years old, was in a foster facility, which is a group home. It's called Lakeside Academy in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and 6 people literally, like they did in Staten Island with that gentleman that died, a black man that died, because for selling Lucy's. That wasn't great either. That was a nonsense. So, six of them were on him at a time. To restrain him, I guess there was some misunderstanding with his food or something. He chose his food. Nothing that is deserving for him to die. So I don't even care if he slapped someone in the face. Because if you slap someone in the face, I mean, Chris Rock got slapped in the face. Did he kill Will Smith? Is Jada Pinkett Smith dead? No. They're all out here kicking, breathing, having a good old time. So this gentleman didn't do nothing that Will Smith did. And he's still dead. And Will Smith is alive. The sad part is that the individuals that are part of this are all African American. So it's a black on black crime. Oh, God. And that's the worst type of crime. Because pain is universal. And as a people, we as blacks, we've experienced pain. So it's so hard when we strike or invoke pain to other blacks. I never liked the idea. Because we know what it is. All right. So back to the story. The attorney general, our district attorney, did what the district attorney was supposed to do. So three of those motherfuckers, excuse my language, excuse my French, got charged with manslaughtering, child abuse and all those stuff. What's going to really knock your socks off is that one of them was a nurse. And so she was charged. She was charged because she took too long to call an ambulance. She's like a mandatory reporter in a sense. And so she watched them abuse him and didn't do nothing or even, speak to them or say nothing to them and just let them know that this type of behavior could kill a child. So they had all those charges to her. And I think, great. Great. Good example. And so I've been thinking about it a lot, and I saw Cisco Channels. Oh, he is a champion of change. He is a CEO, a friend of mine, for the organization, the company called Think of Us. And they're actually one of the organizations that I would like to highlight today for their great work. And so I saw Cisco Channels alongside with celebrity Paris Hilton, another friend of mine, out there really, 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 really taking this to the policy level. Making sure that Cornelius Frederick didn't die in vain. And so I'm sad about it, and I'm driving a Tesla, a new Tesla. Thank you so much. What's that guy name that really make Teslas? What's his call again? Excuse me. What is his name? What's his name again? The guy that make Tesla. I'm not going to Google it. I promise you're going to think in my head for a minute. Give me a sec. Give me a sec. Let me think for a minute. I'm thinking. Dustin Hoffman? No, it's not Dustin. Well, damn, Dustin, what are you doing with your life? He's the richest guy. I should know his name, right? I think I want to bang him, just because he had a little money. Get me a little Birkin or something. By the way, shout out to Bill Gates. I forgot he's also single. You know, if you're looking for someone to mingle with, you know, suspended judgment host Janoy Shaw is, you know, about here looking. So don't pass me on by, you know, something to think about. Thanks for the consideration. Kind regards. What is his name? The guy that supposed to be rich and he bought Twitter too. I know that. He made Teslas. Wow, I forgot his name. Oh. Don't crucify me. I'm not Jesus Christ, okay? Bring a nail and see what what happens. What is his name? No one tells me. I'm thinking. Oh wow, I forgot his name. Oh, it's not Jeff Bezos, is it? That's my Amazon nigga. Well, you know, excuse my language, my Amazon dude. What's his name again? He's weirdly sexy, you know? You look at the guy that would, I know how he looks, but I don't remember his name. You look at the guy that, you know, you'd be texting and they just show up at your house uninvited. What's his name, though? I'm really embarrassed about this. I just want you guys to know that I'm not having a great time not knowing the richest guy's name, because I should know his name in case he pulled up and wanted to take me out for a dinner. Joe Byron. Let me see. What's his name again? That's not Oprah, right? It's not Oprah. I know it's not Oprah. Oprah's a sister. Elon Musk. Yeah, he was a musty guy. Yeah, Mr. Musty. Mustang. Yeah. Him. You know, I'm looking. But yeah, so I'm driving a Tesla. Let's get back to the parking garage because we're really upset. So I'm driving a Tesla and I am sad about, and it's driving my anxiety and my stress and my negative energy, because Cornelius Frederick 16 was murdered by 6 adults that should know better and who probably have kids at home. And what your kids are saying, and I'm not judging you because this is suspending judgment. I don't get to judge. None of us does, but we get to be upset, right? And I am upset because 6 of you sat on this kid. I saw it in the video. So you can't deny it, ma'am, sir. I saw it, all right? And I was pleased about it. And it was not one of your best days. I understand, but someone is dead. So go behind bars. Go and serve your time. And for that nurse, let me say this. That's an aspiration for many people. Many kids are growing up wanting to be a nurse. I have nursed for many years. A lot of our nurses without degrees, but we're still nursing. Let me just say that. And how dare you do this or be a part of this. You're human, and I expect better from you, but at the end of the day, I'm also human, and I fuck up it all the time. Sometimes, most time, probably still am fucking up, but so I won't be too hard on you. But come on, man. Come on. You should have said something, all right? And I'm sorry that you guys all have to be entangled into this because someone died, but choices. I choose to have some wine.
What are your choices over there? So I'm driving this sadness, and I my condolences to Cornelius Frederick family. I just want to say I'm really, really just sorry that this happened. And I'm really sorry to all those other individuals that were a part of it, that witnessed it. There's all the kids there that traumatized, that got traumatized. And also the nurse that, you know, her career is over. And I'm sure this is not what she envisioned her career and her life to be. And all the, I'm really sorry that all of you guys are into this. I really am sorry. And because I feel really sorry about the situation, and I really know that initially you guys work at these agencies and these places because you want to be an agent of change, and somewhere, somehow, something happened and it's no longer your case, and it's not showing that that was your intention. And I'm sorry that everyone is involved, but I'm more sorry to Cornelius that we as humans and we as adults and we as broken motherfuckers didn't see the need to save another broken motherfucker. And that's just sad. And so that's driving my anxiety, and that's driving my bad energy. And I am putting it into my Tesla. Thank you, Elon Musk, for creating Teslas. You're a great guy. I think I like what you bring to the table. Not only your bank account, but you bring a lot of other things to the table. So shout out to me if you know, you know, if you want to, you know, if you want to be more than friends. But seriously, thank you for creating a Tesla. No, seriously, thank you for creating a Tesla. But we're saddened. We're very saddened about what happened with Cornelius Frederick. Doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel right. And I think we need to do better. Very quickly, too. All right. So that's what I'm parking. And I'm parking it there until the end of time. But we also want to make sure that when the case comes, or case time come around, we start to block the roads and we start to produce some protesting, all right? Because this is an important cause. This is something for you to block road and no looting, no looting, cut it out. But you can do little, you know, little protests or whatnot in the name of Cornelius Frederick. He's 16, you know, send him, you know, let him look over there from heaven and realize that he's loved. You know, no one showed up for him in life, but let's show for him in debt. All right. Because it wasn't the right way to go. And I could have been Cornelius Frederick. Could you imagine the world not getting to experience Junoy Shaw? How tragic. What a travesty that would be. And so we were robbed from being introduced to Cornelius Frederick. And I feel bad, and, you know, again, condolences to the family. And I also feel bad for everyone who's involved. I know, you know, looking back, everyone feels shitty. All right. So let's get into, let's get personal. Let's get personal, guys. Guess we have nowhere to go, so I guess I see you there. What a great show so far, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Roll out the red carpet. Miss Shit is here. Janoy is here. Roll it out. I love you too, baby. pain away. For me to love you. You know, welcome to Let's Get Personal, by the way. This is the meaty part of the show, the great part of the show. I think Let's Get Personal is the when I get real, real. And we really get into why this show was created. So today's episode of Get Personal, I really want to get into feeling the emotion and the fullness thereof. Knock it off. Okay. Hello, is anyone home? Love you too, babe. Well, they try. Cut it out. I have a show to do. All right, so let's get personal. Feel the emotions and the fullness thereof. Well, what do this light-skinned Jamaican means when he said that? Well, thank you. I am light-skinned and I am Jamaican, by the way. Shout out to Jamaica. Budman. Yo. Hey. What? Hey, boy. Jamaica, man. Why, pray? World boss. Clocks. So, I'm a real Jamaican, ladies and gentlemen. Just showing it out there. You know, I'm real. I'm the real deal. I'm like Shaggy. It wasn't me, but it is me. Yeah. So let's get personal. Let's really feel the emotion and the fullness thereof. There's some real shit that I just said. Now, I'm going to say this to you. As I wish someone, you know, would have said to me a while ago.